In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Today is the 94th birthday of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., the Baptist pastor, civil rights leader, 1968. In his memory and honor, many Americans will undertake various service projects on Monday, the national holiday for Dr. King, as they have done for the past 40 years. Some people will serve meals at homeless shelters. Others will pick up trash on the streets or clean city parks. Young people will scrub walls to remove graffiti and paint murals. Others will probably assemble in Washington, D.C. at the $120 million King Memorial and read Dr. King's memorable statements of freedom, justice, and equality. Our brother Martin had a dream born in the story of a people led out of slavery and oppression. You and I know that nearly 55 years after Dr. King's death, we still have not fully achieved that dream. Some still live in oppression because of the color of their skin. Some still live in oppression because of their national origin and heritage. The gospel is about the love of God has for all of us, his children. And Jesus commands us to love one another as he loves us. Week after week, we promise to show that love by the way we live and act. Dr. King often preached about the power of love. You see, he was a powerful witness to the ability of love to change our world filled with injustices. This is not God's kingdom. In God's kingdom, there is social justice and equality for all. It's the dream that Martin Luther King Jr. saw and spoke so eloquently about at the historic 1963 March on Washington. Listen to what Dr. King said 60 years ago. He said, "I have a dream that one day this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. I have a dream that one day, up in the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons of former slave owners will be able to sit down together at the table of brotherhood. I have a dream that my four little children will one day live in a nation where they will not be judged by the color of their skin, but by their character. I have a dream," he said, "that one day every valley shall be engulfed, every hill shall be exalted, and every mountain shall be made low. The rough places will be made plains, and the crooked places will be made straight, and the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together." My brothers and sisters, all of us, all followers of Jesus, share Brother Martin's dream. That is why they consistently and continually pray and ask God for the kingdom to come. Followers of Christ are not only praying for God's kingdom to come, but they are also living and working now for social justice and equality. With God's help, we will keep the dream alive. The truth is, my friends, all of us believers have an opportunity to proclaim Christ, the Lamb of God, as John the Baptizer described Jesus to his disciples in today's gospel. "What are you looking for?" Jesus asked John's disciples who were following him. Instead of answering, the two disciples asked Jesus, "Where are you staying?" Now, as a prophet and faithful follower, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. probably would have answered the question, "What are you looking for? Freedom, justice, and equality." You see, my friends, in America today, we need those virtues. That's what I'm seeking too. Those virtues constituted Martin Luther King's vision for a troubled nation and hope for a united nation under God with liberty and justice for all. In the aftermath of the police killing of George Floyd, Michael Brown, Breonna Taylor, and the protests across the nation demanding justice, I hear Jesus asking, "What are you looking for?" It is a question that we as a nation must answer. Some of us may be looking for answers to why so much police shootings, police brutality. My friends, and some of us on that Monday will be seeking justice, and others will be looking for someone to blame. The truth is, all of us are looking for an end to hatred and violence that characterize this nation. I worry that we will look only at the systems, institutions, and politics that surround police shooting and murders. I wonder if we have the courage to look deeper into the human heart, to look for some way to begin healing and reconciliation, to transform the human heart. What are you looking for? This is a profound and difficult question, and Jesus is asking us today. It is, however, a question some of us often avoid or deny. So we then talk mostly about what doesn't matter until something happens that does matter. It could be a tragedy, a failure, the loss of a loved one, or a challenge that seems insurmountable. That's when the question arises, what are you looking for? Ultimately, that question lies at the core of our discipleship and our relationship with God. How we answer that question, my friends, will determine how we live and how we relate to God and our neighbor. We must answer that question by the things we have done and the things we have left undone. Jesus knows that we are all looking for something. The question then is, what? The question is, what? What are you looking for? What am I looking for? If what we are looking for does not offer us hope, if it is not filling us with compassion, if it is not deepening our relationship with God, if it is not revealing love for God and our neighbor, then we might want to ask the Holy Spirit to revive us again into the likeness of Christ, whom John the Baptist described as the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. Today, my friends, I too can claim Christ is the precious Lamb of God, for Jesus washed away all my sins and set me free. How about you? How can you answer that question? My friends, I pray that this day that we will reflect on that question and continue to serve God faithfully. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.